Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Food Friday, May 16th. I'm Ray Graff. It's vegetarian cuisine today. We welcome back Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. She is here to offer insights, recipes, tips for perfect plant-based cooking. Give us a shout at 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. The number again, though, 800-348-2551. Vegetarian cooking, Wendy Grossman, your calls, coming up on Food Friday right after the news. Why, hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's fun to talk vegetarian cuisine. We welcome back plant-based chef Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. She is passionate about from-scratch cooking, utilizing locally sourced organic ingredients to champion local farms. Her culinary journey included pioneering plant-based restaurants like Arnold's Turtle, Angelica's Kitchen, Garden Cafe, and Menla Mountain Retreat. Now she lends her expertise to catering private dinner parties, Airbnb, boutique weddings, corporate clients, and retreats. Wendy's Nutty Cheese, which we had on the last time she was here, an award-winning plant-based cheese, has garnered nationwide acclaim since its launch in 2010. So you ready? It's veggie time once again. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Wendy Grossman, how are you?
I'm great, Ray. Thanks for asking.
Summer is here almost. It feels like it, doesn't it?
Kind of, sort of.
It's muggy enough.
Today it is. I feel so bad for, you know, the farmers because we have so much rain. It hasn't stopped raining for, like, it feels like a month. But I saw something about the Farmer's Almanac was going to be dry and hot. And I saw another map that said wet and hot. So I thought, well, can we meet in the middle and be like
kind of nice and
kind of nice and hot?
Well, you know, the gardening show was yesterday, and fairly universally, it is noted that things are growing pretty well. It's pretty good. So.
Good.
What is, first of all, what have you been up to since your last appearance?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's my busy season.
Yeah.
So I've started all of my retreats.
Tell me about these retreats.
Okay. So I have a lot of repeat customers, and I get new customers. They Google blah, 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 and they come up with my name. They give me a call. They give me an email, and we start a conversation, and sometimes the retreats are always different. Sometimes they're yoga retreats. I've just signed on for a couples retreat.
What's a couples retreat?
I think it's when a couple, whether they're married or not, whether they're binary or non-binary, are having some issues, and they go and get therapy.
Why would you want to cater something like that? There's got to be acrimony aplenty.
I'm not always privy to the sessions.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm pretty much in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But I do make friends with the participants. I just did one 2 weeks ago with a woman who does EFT. I'm sure I'm wrong. The tapping method of therapy. And I'm sure I got those.
What the blue blazes are you talking about?
Well, she takes an issue that you're having problems with, and she finds words and shows you certain places on your body to tap in order to stimulate something.
No, it's fine. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, there are many.
Yeah. So I will cater to almost anyone who calls me that's, like, genuinely doing something right for the world.
Well, you know what? Good for you. And it is the busy time. So in the winter time, what do you do?
I lose my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's hard in the winter because it really isn't too much work for what I do. I still get my cheese orders, and that's fine. And there's a lot of downtime, and my house is really clean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I go into corners I didn't know I had and clean
them.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah.
Wendy Grossman is our guest today. It is vegetarian cooking today. Wendy is from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen, and you know, in those winter months, in the cold months when you're not as busy, do you ever miss the brick and mortar, having a restaurant or anything like that? No, really?
That's a hard no. Because in the winter up in Ulster County, it really is a tourist destination. And the restaurants kind of suffer right along with everyone else. You have to just squirrel away all your money in the spring, summer, fall, and just let the winter be winter. Because unless somebody's coming up to ski, the second homeowners and the Airbnb people who the town really relies on is few. It's a lot less.
Yeah, I get it. But if you've done well in the summer and you can't afford to hibernate, that sounds awfully attractive.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of books read, and I don't know.
Let's talk about how you source your ingredients. You brought some great stuff, and we'll talk about that in a moment. The number here is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. If you have a question about vegetarian cooking for Wendy Grossman, and we'll get to the calls in just a little bit here. But let's talk about sourcing. You're pretty passionate about locally sourcing things, right?
Yeah.
And is this for taste, or is this for I'm doing the right thing?
I would say both.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like a head of broccoli that someone just picked out of the ground and sold to you, rather than a head of broccoli that's in one of the major supermarkets and has been all around the world for 3 weeks. There is a difference. And you also want to support the farmers, because without the farmers, we are foodless. And I can't wait for growing season to start. You know, right now it's asparagus.
Oh, well, right? There's nothing wrong with asparagus.
No, and you have to be careful, because you can go to a certain store and beautiful thick asparagus will be $8.99 a pound. And then if you go to a smaller market away from the fancy pants markets, it'll come down to $4.99 or $3.99. So it's still fresh asparagus. It's not like coming from California. You can tell that it was grown here.
Yeah.
But I tend to not care for the spindly asparagus.
You like the fat asparagus.
I like the fat, really hearty ones.
Well, while we're on the topic of asparagus, and Wendy Grossman is our guest today, it's vegetarian cuisine on Food Friday. What's your best, the one that you like the best, your best recipe that includes asparagus?
Oh, my gosh.
The one that, not your clients, you.
The one I'm going to eat tonight?
Oh, you're going to have some tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be really simple. I'm going to take asparagus, and I'm going to parboil, not till it's mushy soft, but definitely not al dente, because that's not how I care for it. I don't like asparagus to be crunchy. And then I'm going to saute it in a lot of garlic.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
And olive oil and basil. And then I'm going to take some pasta of my choice. I don't know whether it's going to be gluten-free or plain gluten pasta. I go back and forth in my diet, and I am simply going to have asparagus and pasta.
Really?
Yep.
Well, my dad used to grow asparagus. He was a big man, and he was not a skinny. You would not peg him for a vegetable loving dude, but he had a great garden, and he grew asparagus and loved it. And the way he did it, and the way my wife did it, quite independently, she pulled this out one day. I said, "My God, this brings back memories." You basically put it in the oven and broil it with, I think, oil and just a little S&P.
Lemon?
I don't know if she put lemon on it or not, but it's good. And I like it a little crispy, so it comes out really nice.
Crispy is different than undercooked. Crispy is wonderful.
Yeah.
Undercooked can give you a little bit of a grassy taste.
No, I get it. Yeah.
And I also, years ago, I went on this huge jag of making asparagus soup.
Tell me. We have 2 minutes before the break. Tell me about asparagus soup.
Okay, asparagus soup, you can boil it. First of all, you want to take the husks off. Take a little vegetable peeler and get those little pointy things off. Then you boil it, and then you put it through a ricer.
What's a ricer? I'm sorry.
Okay. A ricer is just this little piece of equipment that you turn, and it has holes in the bottom. and the asparagus comes out, I won't say mushy, but
yeah, mushy. I gotcha.
And then you go on from there. You can either use dairy-free cream, or you can use real cream. You can use butter. You can use salt and pepper. I like to put a little bit of red, cooked red onion in mine because it makes it sweet.
Why cooked?
Well, raw onion has a very, very distinctive flavor, which will overpower the asparagus.
Couldn't you just put less raw onion in?
You could.
Yeah.
No. No, you couldn't.
No?
I take that back.
Okay.
No. Any amount of raw onion is going to overpower any delicate soup, like an asparagus soup. You can put raw onion in any kind of like Mexican or Indian dish because it brings out the robust. But in a delicate soup, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
So this is something that you'll do in the cold weather months. Do you freeze asparagus and just have it on hand?
Mm-hmm. And I also freeze corn. I take a bushel of corn every year from Davenport, which is the sweetest corn.
Really?
And I cook a bushel, and I make Ziplocs and keep it in the freezer. Excuse me.
That's okay.
I just used my last bag for this last retreat.
You know, corn is an interesting thing. We could do a whole show on corn.
We can.
In the fall. You know, it's not quite time yet. Wendy Grossman is our guest from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. You want the veggie shows every so often? This is our go-to guest. We'll take a break. 800-348-2551 is the number. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. We'll try some of the delicious things that Wendy has brought. And then we'll get to your calls in a moment. We've been on a Maynard Ferguson jag lately, and there's another one. 800-348-2551 is the number. Yeah, man, it's vegetarian time, and Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen is back with us today. All right, we are going to talk to people on the phone in a minute, but what did you bring?
Okay, today's loose theme is everything roll-up.
Ah.
All the roll-up kinds of meals you can make, snacks you can make. And I only brought three, but I can talk about others.
This one looks like it has meat in it.
Nope, that one is Mexican-based.
But it, what is that? It looks like meat. Looks like chicken. You sure?
It's tofu.
Did you slip up?
It's tofu.
Okay. All right. Just checking. So when you do the tofu in something like this, this is a Mexican wrap. And it's green. I don't know what this wrap.
It's just a very basic wrap.
It's a green, but why is it green?
A spinach.
Oh, it's a spinach wrap. Yeah. Okay. And so I see kidney beans in there, the tofu and rice and
There's some salsa and some baby kale.
Neato.
Yeah.
I got to get a knife. That's way too big, though. Because okay. You know why? Everyone here is going to want to share.
Can't you just bite into it and just say you had don't have cooties?
They're all listening. they don't believe me. They've known me. All right, so we'll do that in a minute. Now, this one is odd. It looks like it's wrapped in plastic. What is this?
That one is a pretty traditional summer roll. And it is, I start with fresh edible flour that I put down. First, you take your rice paper. And you soak it.
So this thing that looks like plastic is rice paper.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you put down whatever you want to show, whatever's on the top. So for me, the only flowers I had that were edible were these baby violets in my lawn.
Oh, look at them. Yeah. Purple,
but
beautiful.
You can do a nasturtium with violets, with rose petals. I mean, chrysanthemums. There's so many flowers that are edible and beautiful.
I'm not sure I've ever eaten a violet. Just saying.
Well, you're going to today.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
And then this one is rolled up with some red cabbage and some carrots and some cucumber. And then the meat of the roll is rice noodles. The really, really tiny, thin ones. They're not vermicelli. They're not spaghetti. They're not linguine. I should have come with notes.
Oh, please.
It's like angel hair.
Yeah.
And they're very common. And so you take all of those ingredients and then you put the rice noodles on, and then you simply wrap it up. And I'm going to have all of this on my website.
Oh, beautiful.
In photographs for the audience.
And I'm glad you brought that up. We do have the link to your website on today's page, the Food Friday page. But what is your website while we're doing that?
It is Wendy's, with a plural, Wendy'sVegetarianKitchen.com.
Does it ever bug you that a very prominent hamburger chain also has the name Wendy's?
It only bugs me when I try and Google myself.
Ah!
I'll put in Wendy and then I get a plethora of like
bacon cheeseburgers.
Bacon cheeseburgers. Delicious. And then I have to keep typing until I get to me.
So what's this other one?
This other one is a sushi wrap.
Oh, would you look at that?
Yeah.
Now, there's no real sushi in this, right?
Heck no.
Because I'm not a big sushi fan, gotta be honest.
So with this one, I started with a large sheet of sushi, not a half sheet, a large sheet. And I cut it 3/4 of the way down with a knife. And then I put a piece of rice paper, like you were referring to the plastic looking stuff.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. I'm ignorant. You know
you're
that.
Allowed.
Okay.
And I cut that also. And then you have 4 quadrants on this square.
Right.
So in one quadrant, I have marinated baked tofu.
Oh.
In the other quadrant, I have avocado. In the other quadrant, I have cucumber. And then I have sushi rice with black sesame seeds. And as you go, and it will be documented on my website, you start to fold them over and fold them over until you end up with a wrapped square.
I find it so fascinating. It is such a Japanese thing. If you look at, you know, origami and things like that, mm-hmm. This is your folding and your building.
Yeah.
When
it's
you
fun.
Could probably just slap everything together.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. Our guest today is Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. I tell you what, I'll get a knife and then we'll start dining. But let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. It wouldn't be a Food Friday if our buddy Joan in Schenectady wasn't here. Hello, Joan. She's gone. That's fine. Are you there, Joan? Oh, my gosh. It's the most silent Joan has ever been. All right.
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
There
no,
you
no,
go.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
I told you how much I love my phone, right?
Yeah.
And congratulations, Ray. I always love it when you enjoy the vegetarian show so much.
Well, you know what? Here's the truth, Joan. And I know it's going against type, but I love well-prepared tofu. Tofu is such a blank slate that if you do mm-hmm. it right, as Wendy does, it can taste
right.
Magnificent. All right, you go ahead.
Exactly. I concur. I would like, please, Wendy, and first off, everything you've described so far is making my stomach growl pleasantly. I would like to play with more different kinds of grains in my cooking. I don't use a lot of pasta.
Okay.
Too much chewing. I'd rather get right to the flavor. Like I know quinoa, stuff like that, wild rice, but more ideas?
Sure. Have you ever tried farro?
No.
Okay.
Now, is that close enough to wheat that it's a little gluten-y?
That I don't know, Joan. That I don't
know. I think it's not bad, though. I've heard it as a yeah, but I haven't tried it yet. And tell me good
farro.
Things to do with farro.
Try pearl barley.
What do you mean, Pearl Bailey? She was a fine singer. Yes, thank you very much.
And won't you please come home?
Yes, exactly.
There's quinoa, there's couscous. Oh, but are you're gluten-free?
I'm not gluten, like, restricted.
Okay.
I do know that gluten overload is not pleasant for me.
No, nor for me. But I do often use couscous because it's just so fluffy. And it makes a great side to any dish you're making. Quinoa rice, basmati rice, you have black rice, you have red rice.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, that gives me lots of ideas.
Yeah, that's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, and many blessings on your happy cooking.
Thanks,
Joan. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you. 800-348-2551 is the number. Our guest today is Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen, who, do you have an event tonight?
I don't.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, because it's a long trip from Phoenicia.
But I mean, setting up, you will do private events and you'll go to various places and set up. Do
Absolutely.
You have a crew or do you do it all yourself?
I hire the crew as I need.
Yeah.
I have a list of people who I usually work with, go-to people. And then if I have a big event, like more than 150, then I have to outreach to.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I have a very dear friend who has a restaurant in Phoenicia. Can I say the name?
Sure.
Bettina on Main Street in Phoenicia. And she has a plethora of talent there. So sometimes I can grab some people out of her kitchen to help me. And
I got to get to Phoenicia. I've not been. I've not been to that. I finally went to Rhinebeck not too long ago. We taped a show there. And what a great town.
Oh, at the Terrapin.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Oh, really? Oh, you poor lady. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Chris and Who's a Tonic. Chris, you're on with Wendy Grossman.
Hey, Wendy, I got a question for you. Have you ever had zucchini in dishes and as well as kale in dishes?
Oh, sure. All the time.
Do you want
to... Is kale very good for you, Wendy?
Kale is really good for you.
Now, wait a minute.
There are two kinds of kale, and they're both packed full of vitamins, and they're really good for your digestion. There are a lot of roughage, and a lot of people are like, oh, I'm so sick of kale.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like the whole 90s and well, the late 90s.
Nature's whisk broom, after
yeah.
all, right?
Really, it was just like kale this, kale that, kale chips, kale smoothies.
Yuck.
But, you know, you can make kale in a way that's like really scrumptious. So.
Kale ice cream.
Kale ice cream. All right, that's it. That's where I
kind of draw the line, too.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like when people ask me about garlic ice cream, I'm like, oh, no.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
The Garlic Fest, they always have that.
I know.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's vegetarian cuisine with Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. Gloria writes in, finally a vegetarian show on the radio. Gloria, this is not our first rodeo. We've done this before, and we'll do it again. But Gloria says thank you, and she wants to know, will the recipes be provided on Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen webpage, which she linked? So she must be there often, and it will be. You'll have all
it
this
will
stuff,
be.
Right?
I haven't yet, because I have to admit, I went out to game night last night at Bettina's.
Yeah, what is game night? Like you play Parcheesi
oh
and whatnot?
Oh, my gosh. We played this crazy word game that I'd never heard of, and it was hysterical and challenging at the same time, but there were drinks.
Ah.
So it made it a little bit easier to be like, really, like, I have no idea what I'm doing. But Bettina, again, sponsored with the help of our library, which is smack. Our library is
really?
The best.
Smack is good then?
Smack is good.
You talk like my children. Does it slap? I mean...
Well, I kind of never passed the age of 15. I just, my body kept growing.
I know. I'm just as immature as I was back in the old days.
But, you know, give me a day to get everything up, and there will be photographs and instructions, and I will put the recipes. Or I'll put a link to a YouTube video, which is probably easier.
Do you do your own YouTubes?
I don't. But there's one rap that I want to talk about that is so popular on YouTube, there's no reason for me to...
Okay.
Reinvent the wheel.
So you want to talk about that on this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as we're eating.
All right. Fine. And I'll get that knife in a moment. 800-348-2551. That's our number here. The email is voxpop@wamc.org. Vegetarian with Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. And now we'll go to Shandaken, and it's Babs' turn. Hello, Babs.
Hello.
You're on.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's so great to hear you, Wendy, representing Phoenicia.
Woohoo!
We have our farm market opening this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wanting to know, like, what you're, other than asparagus, really looking forward to getting and cooking there.
Wow. Well, I crave tomatoes. I crave fresh tomatoes, but it's not tomato season yet. Other than asparagus, what's growing now? You tell me what's growing
that
now.
Was, That was kind of my question.
Okay.
I know that there's a lot of greens.
There's a lot of lettuce that we can, the proverbial we can harvest right now, but nothing hardy like broccoli or cauliflower yet. I literally just drove by yesterday, my favorite local garden up at Menla, and there's nothing. There's just nothing growing yet. They had some stuff covered, but there was no food yet.
Hmm. Okay. So it'll be a little slow at the farmer's market.
Well, it's a little slow to get started. I mean, you're not going to have really, really nice tomatoes till late June, in my opinion. But some cherries will come out. And
What's something different we can do with lettuce?
Something different you can do?
Don't cook
it. You can do a lettuce wrap. I mean, I would have brought one today, but I have so many with me.
Yep.
But you can take any of the recipes I have on my, I will have on my webpage, and substitute a lettuce leaf or several overlapping each other, and then put the ingredients onto the lettuce with whatever condiment of choice you have, whether it be a satay sauce or a vegan mayonnaise-based sauce, and then roll it up and eat it.
Yeah.
And there you have a
lettuce. My kids do that.
Good.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Babs, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is the number. And we'll go to North Adams. Jim, you're on.
Hello there. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, just real quick, I want to share a super easy broccoli recipe for you. It's just you take a rocks glass and throw the broccoli away, fill the rocks glass, and have a good evening. No, take a...
Nice.
That's the kind of broccoli I like. Yep.
All right, go ahead.
Tumbler, a clear tumbler, rocks glass, about, 4 inch tall, whatever. Cut the broccoli stems down to the good part, where it's beyond where it's two fibers. Stand the broccoli up on end with the tips out the top. Fill the glass about two thirds of the way with lukewarm, not cold, but room temperature water. Put it in the microwave for about, really, 45 seconds. Keep an eye on it until, because once the water starts to bubble, the broccoli is going to cook from the inside because of its vascular nature.
Yeah.
The capillary action brings the boiling water up inside the broccoli. And it really doesn't take more than about 45 minutes once that process starts, and pull it out. If the tips start to
45
curl
seconds, right?
All the way down. What's that?
45 minutes in a microwave would be very 45 seconds,
Did
right?
Did I say 45 minutes?
Yeah.
And then seconds.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry.
That's
45
okay.
seconds.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, can I interrupt for a sec?
Yeah.
Before you get disconnected, I want you to not throw those broccoli stalks away. What I want you to do is take a vegetable scraper and scrape it like you would a cucumber. Uh-huh. And then you'll find that you can make so many things with that. You can make soup with that. You can use it for a vegetable stock. You can cook with it. You could put it into a quiche. Don't throw away stalks.
So what you scrape, you can use, is what you say.
No, what you scrape, you
throw away.
Yeah, compost. Okay. And you're left with just the stalk. But don't throw away stalks of broccoli. That's like a real misnomer.
Okay. I will bear that in mind.
Thanks for the recipe.
Just real quick, once the broccoli comes out, if you've been making tofu or something and there's still a little bit of oil and garlic in the pan, just throw the tips in there for 10 seconds to give them a little crust on there.
Yum.
You'll be amazed at what you come up with.
Hey, Jim, thank you for that one. So you're on board with that, Wendy, yeah?
Yeah, sounds good to me. I don't use a microwave, though.
Never used a microwave?
I've never owned one, ever.
Who taught you to cook?
That's a good question.
Or did you just learn on your own?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, my mother was a really good cook.
Was she a vegetarian?
Oh, hell no.
When did you make the switch?
I was 15 when I came and pronounced my
Now, I remember.
My new pronoun, vegetarian.
I remember that. And there was an event or an animal or something.
It was my dog.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And that led to your thinking about
things.
Yeah,
it was just, you know, one of those epiphanies where I said, you know what? I'm never going to ever, ever eat you. And then I said, well, why would I ever eat any animal if I won't eat my dog? It just didn't make sense to me. And while I was walking him, that was it. It was a flash.
Let's take a quick break here. Wendy Grossman is our guest. I got to go get a knife. 800-348-2551 is our number. VoxPop@WAMC.org is the email address. Time to dine. Time for some more calls. We'll be back. Buddy Guy Skanky here on Vox Pop. It's Food Friday, 800-348-2551. Wendy Grossman is here from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. She's using a wooden knife to cut little bits of these wraps up so that Dina at the front desk and all the other vegetarians get their fair share after the show. I'm doing this for you in the front office. Otherwise, I just take a bite, but I'm not doing it. MRR writes in, hey, there's more than lettuce and spinach at the farm stand. Fresh asparagus are up and can be prepared in all sorts of delicious ways. Ramps and rhubarb are also available. So there you go. Do you do any foraging?
No.
No? Never?
No. I have not a little. It's pretty decent-sized fear of ticks.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that,
yeah.
Right?
If I walk on my lawn, I'll get 3 ticks.
Really?
This is new. I mean, I've lived up here 27 years, and I remember just like flying around the forest and the streams and my backyard, and then all of a sudden I couldn't go out, and I rather have someone else forage for me.
You know, okay, listen, that's the way capitalism works, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love the foraged mushrooms in my area. I'm not a huge ramp fan, but your caller was right. There are ramps. The rhubarb just came up, and you have about a week left of that.
Oh, really?
And because spring plants come and go pretty quickly. Like, the ramps will be 2 weeks. If you notice that nature does that, it's like as soon as the forsythia dies, the azalea comes out, and when that dies, rhododendron come out. So
I never really noticed that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My list of topics that I'm ignorant about is fairly long. All right, so what is this?
All right, so that is...
This is the...
That's a sushi-type roll-up.
And this is tofu.
That is tofu.
All right. Let's give it a shot. Can you say something while I chew?
Sure.
What's the matter?
I'm just making sure you have a little avocado in there.
Do I?
Hold on.
All right. Always make sure we have the avocado. Okay.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds.
It's not easy with the wooden knife, yeah. I got to say.
I should have thought of bringing my own knife.
That's okay.
All right, there you go. That's
I
nice
usually
bite.
Bring my own knife.
Okay, while you're chewing, I'm going to talk about the summer roll that I brought. When you're marinating the tofu, you're marinating, and I marinate with soy sauce, olive oil, and maple syrup. And you can leave it in for as long as you want, overnight, a week, I don't care. 15 minutes.
How do you do? How long does it go?
I like to give it a good hour.
Yeah.
Flip sides halfway through. And what I do is I save that marinade. And then to make a satay sauce for the spring summer rolls, you just add peanut butter.
No way.
That's it.
That sounds delicious. Yeah. By the way, this is delicious.
Thank you so much.
And you really do a great job of marinating the tofu. I mean, it's really flavorful.
Thank you.
And thankfully, it doesn't taste exactly like sushi. I was a little worried.
No,
but it's,
there's no wasabi.
It's beautiful.
Thank
it's nice.
You. There's no wasabi.
Wasabi I like. Raw fish I don't like.
Oh, you can always count on me to never serve raw fish.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Okay.
And you know what? Let's make that a pact. Let's go to the phones here, 800-348-2551. Elizabeth is in New Paltz. Hello.
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 Hi. Welcome.
Hi. I was just walking up the steps, so I couldn't hear you.
Gotcha.
I wanted to talk about how I use the pressure cooker. Actually, the Instant Pot, but I used to use the pressure cooker. So okay. I make beans in the pressure cooker, chickpeas, black beans, whatever.
Yeah.
I put the beans in the water, a quart of water, set it for 50 minutes, and let it do its thing. And then when it's finished, instead of bringing the pressure down, because you could end up with soup on the ceiling, you just let it come down, the pressure come down by itself. Then after the pressure comes down, you have cooked beans. And then you can put it in a canning jar, and then you have it for later.
How long will they keep, Elizabeth?
In the refrigerator?
Yeah, once you can them.
I don't can them. I just put them in a canning jar. Actually, what I put it in is a gefilte fish jar.
There you go.
It's the same size as a canning jar.
Yeah.
And then it lasts as long in the refrigerator as an open can of beans.
Amazing.
But then what I've been doing, this very unorthodox breakfast that I've been having, is organic San Marzano tomatoes, canned, and chickpeas and black beans and corn. And I mix it all together. And it tastes great.
That's for breakfast.
That sounds really weird.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Well, breakfast, lunch, whatever.
Let's see what our expert has to say. Wendy Grossman.
Well, I am all for a savory breakfast. I very often have leftover dinner for breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of sweets, and I don't usually indulge in pastries or anything of that nature. Even if I were to know who made them, I still wouldn't really crave a pastry. I love to have savory breakfasts. But Elizabeth, I do want to just give you one small tip. You don't have to really wait for the pressure cooker to cool down. You can run it under cold water.
And the pressure cooker?
Yeah.
Is that safe?
Put the whole thing in the
It's
sink.
An Instant Pot.
Oh, so it's electric. Yeah.
Okay.
You probably don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I back in the day, I grew up with a Presto pressure cooker.
Okay.
And you could bring the pressure down by putting it under the cold water. But you can't do that with an Instant Pot.
Yeah. Mm.
So and back in the day, Presto pressure cooker used to say, don't put any of those things in the pressure cooker because it could clog up the vent. But the Instant Pot people don't say not to do that. But still, it could clog it up if you did try to release it.
Okay.
So I just let it come down by itself, and I have beans ready to go. And I don't even have to pre-soak them.
Delightful. That's great.
That's great.
Elizabeth, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. So you're not a pressure cooker fan? I kind of saw you wince a little bit.
I don't have a pressure cooker.
No? Do you have any utensils or devices of any kind?
I have devices that I really depend on a lot. I have several different size Cuisinarts.
Oh, you do?
I have a Vitamix.
What's a Vitamix?
A Vitamix is like a high-intensity blender.
Oh, yeah?
And when I was starting my cheese business, Nena, who was running Menla at the time, wanted to help me get started, and she gifted me this Vitamix, and I'll always be grateful to her.
Well, you know, I've heard my kids mention, they do things like you do, these rolls and wraps and things, and I've heard Vitamix come up, but I have no idea. I thought it was something to do with vitamins.
It's just a really heavy-duty blender.
Aren't you amazed at how much I know, Wendy Grossman?
I am shocked.
Yeah, I know. I'm a dim bulb. Let's go to Buskirk. It's Kathy. You're on with Wendy Grossman.
Hi, Wendy. It's nice to hear from you. I love what you're doing there. I'm actually originally from the Dutchess County area, so I like hearing from New Paltz and Phoenicia and all that. Anyway, what I'm calling about is when your previous caller said, throw away the broccoli, I cringed. Because I don't throw away anything. What I would do is I would definitely scrape the broccoli, and I would put that with all of my onion and carrot and every other kind of vegetable I can possibly find that would be compost and I put it in water, and I make the best vegetable stock out of it.
Exactly.
So that's all it is all for me. It's just nothing goes to waste.
You know, unless I'm cooking for a fancy client, and I know that they're only going to want to eat the florets, I will, for myself, cook the whole broccoli. I mean, I'll scrape the bottom, and I'll make whatever I'm making for dinner with the whole broccoli. I don't care if it's like a little bit visually challenged.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I like the whole vegetable because there's something you can do for with everything. And anything I can't use, I've got chickens, we're getting pigs, I've got bunnies. They love to eat all the extra stuff.
Awesome.
Hey, Kathy, before you go, I just want to say you live in one beautiful neck of the woods. I finally had a chance to go. My daughter had a photography project last in the fall, and we had a chance to go see the covered bridge and just check out your town, and it was so great. So, don't move. Stay where you are.
Oh, I'm definitely staying. We've been there for nearly 3 years, and I absolutely adore it. We've got 29 acres out there that we're homesteading, and Wow. Yeah, I'm thrilled with it. So thank you.
So cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So cool.
Thanks for the call. And by the way, Wendy Grossman, so the thing with the clear
with the rice paper.
Rice paper is, I love the texture of the, it's carrots and stuff in there.
It's crunchy and soft.
And it's beautiful. I would say it could take a dipping sauce.
Well, that's what the satay sauce is for.
Ah.
And Colonel left it at
home. That's
all
right. You know what, stuff? You were out last night. You had a few. Listen, we've been there. We all know it. Let's go to Ann in Albany. Ann, you're on.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey, Ann.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Ann, could you turn
your... I hope you can hear me because I can't turn my radio down.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a problem. All right, well, why don't you ask your question and then listen back on the radio because when we hear us back, it really throws us off, even though we sound fantastic.
Okay, well, I don't want to do that, but it's not any questions. I just wanted to mention a couple things.
All right.
When she was talking about different types of grains earlier...
Yeah.
I didn't hear her mention kasha.
Kasha.
And I use that a lot, and it's got extra protein content, and you can do a lot of different things with it.
Okay. Agreed. And
you're right, Ann. It's a lovely grain, and there's a lot of my family, having Jewish background, we did eat kasha a lot in potato knishes with kasha.
Yeah.
And sometimes on a holiday, my grandmother would do some sweet and sour cabbage with kasha. So, thank you for reminding me about that.
Thank you for the call, Ann. Do you make a knish? Do you still do a knish?
No, I don't get a call for it much.
I'm kind of a fan of knishes.
Well,
maybe next time.
Maybe October.
All right. Let's go to Lee, who is in Port Huron. And go ahead. That's near Kingston, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, you're on.
Well, it's next to Kingston.
Okay.
It's right next to it. And I just wanted to comment. This is my first time listening since I just moved here.
Oh, thanks.
I love this show.
Oh, appreciate
and
it.
I'm going to become a regular listener.
I love it. Thank
you. For decades, I was a vegetarian. The very same reason. I don't want to eat my dog.
Yeah.
Why would I want to eat other animals? And it was so... It was at a time when suddenly there was in the news in Connecticut, someone was eating horse meat. A butcher was selling horse meat, which just grossed me out. And why not? And then Diet for a Small Planet arrives.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. I'm all set. So I've been vegetarian forever. And then in the last 10 years, it's all these plant-based items for dairy. It was so easy to just become vegan.
Mm-hmm.
But vegan
really
and vegetarian, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for
thank
what
you
you're
for
doing.
Your call.
Lee, thank you very much. And close your ears for just a minute, Wendy. But Lee, you may not want to tune in next Friday at 2 because that's a barbecue summit. But aside from that, it's quite all right. Hey, thanks for calling. And I'm glad you found us and enjoy the area. It's beautiful. 800-348-2551. All right. The last thing I haven't tried is the green one.
That is the Mexican one.
All right. Say something, and I'll have a bite.
Okay. So what Ray is eating is a roll-up.
Oh, look at that.
With
eggplant?
Nope.
Mushroom?
Nope.
What is that? The brown thing. It looks like eggplant to me.
Nope. Tofu.
Really?
Tofu.
Go figure.
Tofu, avocado, beans, salsa, and kale. Oh, and rice.
Wait, I'm eating kale now?
Yeah.
It's still good.
Ha ha.
It's delicious.
Thank you. And I'm really sorry I didn't bring the sauces with me. You know, the salsa is in that wrap, so that didn't need an extra sauce. But the peanut satay is really a game changer for the spring roll.
I got to say, you do some fine work. I mean, this is delicious. And
thank you.
Okay, you know, not a vegetarian. And to me, mouthfeel is almost as important as taste.
It really
and so
is.
All of this is satisfying and mm-hmm. has a density to it that is really, really, it's just satisfying.
It is. And before we run out of time,
yeah.
there was one roll up that I couldn't make because, oh, Wendy, I was using my puff pastry the other day for a client, and I thought I put it in the fridge, but I put it on top of the fridge. So when I finally found it and went to make this roll up for you, I couldn't because it was spoiled.
It's okay.
But I'm going to tell everybody how they can find it. It's called an apple roll up, and it's as easy as pie. Oh, no pun intended.
Oh, that's funny.
Even when I had cooking classes with my kids, we would love to make apple roll-ups. So just Google it, and there's probably like 10 YouTubes that'll come up.
But you're not
for
a dessert
it.
Person.
No, but this is really healthy. You take a strip of pastry, puff pastry, which is vegan. It's not gluten-free.
Yep.
All puff pastry is vegan, unless it's homemade. And you roll it so it's a little bit thinner than it comes right out of the package.
Yeah.
And then you cut it in thirds. And then you take very, very thin slices of apple on the quarter, very thin. And you give them a little bit of a hot bath. Not so much that they're going to be like, ugh, all like falling apart.
Right.
Just so that you take that crispness out of it so that it doesn't break.
So when you say hot bath, not boiling water, right?
Simmering.
Okay.
Not like it's going to get out of control because you want to keep your eye on it.
Yeah.
And what you do is you take some jelly or preserves of your choice and you put it on the bottom half of this piece of pastry.
Yeah.
And then you put the half moon apple slices in a row, almost like a scallop design.
Uh-huh.
So you fold it over, and then you roll it up, you put it in the oven, and you have the most delicious, healthy dessert.
What a way to wrap the show up with an imaginary dessert. Wendy Grossman, you're fabulous as always, and we will see you around October-ish, yeah?
Yeah, October.
And if people want to find you, the website once again?
WendysVegetarianKitchen.com.
You're the best. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Ray.
Support comes from Farmers India Market, offering fresh produce, spices, and international foods from India, Afghanistan, the Caribbean, and Middle East, a wide variety of ready-to-eat fare and desserts. Central Ave at Coles Plaza Colony, Herzog's Home and Paint Setters, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, Fishkill, Albany, and Latham, specializing in Benjamin Moore paints and stains for professionals and homeowners with decorating consultants available, Herzog's.com. Honest Weight Food Co-op in Albany, local organic and sustainable groceries for all. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Home delivery available online at honestweight.coop for information. At Nine Pin Cider Works, Albany, New York hard cider from local apples, Nine Pin Cider's summer seasonal peach, Bellini is now available. Open 7 days, starting at 11 a.m. NinePinCider.com. Once again, thanks to the great Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen for being here today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Zach the engineer, Ed Rosen at the phones. I'm Ray Graff. Ah, for Pete's sake, the weekend's here. Enjoy it. We'll see you Monday.